And Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph,
the second line of the Amud. We heard in the Mishnah that if a person was mechayev himself, losing his bas ishtai, and then he gave her a get, he gave ishtai a get, and she got married again, and that husband was also mechayev himself, losing his bito. So now you have two people giving mezainis to one bas. So the Mishnah says both of them should not give mezainis. No, one should give mezainis and one should give money. Echad zona ve'echad noisin lo demei mezainis. Zok the Gemara. Lo yaimru shneim. Both should not say we're going to give mezainis. No, one gives mezainis. Ahu gavre, there was a person, the oigele rechaye lechavre, the trine. This person had a rechayim, a mill, and he rented it to the chava. Now the chava did not have money to pay for the schiris of the mill. So the agreement was that instead of paying, will be teichen the chitim of the maskir. So this service of tchine will be a schiris, will be a tashlume schiris of the mill that he rented. What does Rashi say? The oiga le rechai le chavre le tchine. Le hisne seiche lo seis mois le maskir. He did not make up to pay him. Ela sheyitchein loy lemezaynes beisei b'schorei. The service of tchine, this will be a payment for the schiris that he owes him. V'soif iyata, b'rvois hayomim, this masker became wealthy. Zovin rechaye v'chamro. And he purchased a rechayim and a chamer. And now he took care of his own tchine. Achmed Taz says in Simenshin Yitches, rechayim v'chamretz was he became wealthy, so there was a lot that he needed, a lot of kemach he needed. He got a chamer also. Was a more sophisticated rechayim. Omalei, so now he told the Seicha, Ata idne, have tchino negaboch. Till now, we used to grind the chitim by you. But now I have a sophisticated rechayim, with a chamer. So now I don't need your tchino. Is hashta havli agre, now I want you to pay me. That means, this oifen of schiris is worthless to me. I have my own rechayim, so I want you to pay me. Omalei mitran techanina loch. No, I want to continue to grind for you. Sova Ravina lemeimer. So Ravina held that this case is Hainu Masnisin. That's the same case of the Mishnah. Lo yoimru shneim arei onim onu zonim oiso. Now, you had two people, two husbands, who are machayev themselves to be mazen the bas. So it says in the Mishnah, both of them cannot say, we'll both give mezainis ke echot. Ela echad zona, echad noisin lo demei mezainis. One gives mezainis and one gives money, demei mezainis. So the same thing over here, if he has already a sophisticated rechayim to take care of his tzolchei tchine, so therefore the seicher should not pay him up with tzolchei tchine. He has his own rechaim, so now he should give him money, just like in the Mishnah, even though there was an agreement to give him a zaynis, but now when it came out that there's no need for mezainis, so one gives the main mezainis. So the same thing here, even though there was agreement that the schire should be paid up with trine, with grinding for me, but now that there's no need for your grinding, now you have to start paying me. Omalei ravavire midomi. It's no comparison. Hosom chad kreisa islo, tarti kreisto leslo. So in the case of the Mishnah, that's poshut that both of them can't give mezainis. She only has one stomach, so how can both give mezainis to one stomach? That's pakantus amir de ketayt from the goyim, beten reshoim techsal, so the goyim says that the Rosha would love to indulge in eating, but he's missing a beten. He only has one beten ever. So here the Gemara says also the same thing. She would enjoy eating from both stepfathers, but she only has one stomach. So Memele, so there, so even though there was an agreement that he should give Mezainis, but now she has nothing for Mezainis, so therefore he has to give the main Mezainis. It means the agreement is flexible because she has nothing from two sets of mezainis a day. V'hochi motza omalei tochein v'zovin tochein v'oisev. You have a sophisticated rechayim, so sell kemach with this rechayim, and I'll continue giving grinding kemach for you. So Mamela, here there's a possibility that there could be a use of the kemach of the seicher. In our Mishnah, there's no use whatsoever. So Mamela, so therefore we have to modify the agreement. But over here, since you could have a use from my kemach, and you could and your rechaim could be used to sell kemach, so memela, so here we are not entitled to modify the agreement, and the agreement remains agreement. Avol islay trine lerechaya. But what is if this seicher will find a market to be taken for others, is then kagainzu kaifen oisi al midas daim that he shetake pay the masker with money. Let us see Rashi, lesoif iyater masker, zovin rechaye vechamro. So he purchased a mill and a donkey, litrein bo mezainis beisoi, in order to grind mezainis beisei. So Rabbi Vire, now Ravine wanted to bring a ray from our Mishnah, echot zonah vechot noisin lo demei mezainis, voleim rinen shneim yitnu lo mezainis. Vafa pishlei posak lo domim mitchila al mezainis. Even though the agreement was mezainis, chayvu alosayis demayim, sheyesh lo mezainis mimokemach, ochinami, af opi shalei posak elotchino, the agreement was, you should grind for him, aba achshev shein tzorich, now he does not need it, yitain dom. So the Gemara says, over there, there's no use whatsoever with a double amount of mezainis. But over here, tochin v'zovin ba'isa shalakachto, you have a mill, so you could sell kemach. And tochin v'isa v'lemzeinisecha ba'isa shatzli, and I'll bring you kemach from my mill. Loy amoran de lo yoiv domi el de les leitchin l'reichai, shen seichem moitzi litchem b'schal kosho, you can't find customers to sell for them. Levikach Eimaloi, Ani Yeshev Botel. Etchen loch v'layetim dam al kaponim. I don't have money. So my mele, so let me be able to pay up the schiris with the trine. Aval kozman shemaitzi litchen teichen b'schar v'noisen l'zeh domim. Midestoim zeh nene v'zeh lechoso loyhoyu oisen toive. They never did toive. This is also a midas sedoim. Let us see Taisvitz. V'loy amoron ela d'leslei t'china l'rechaya. So our Gemara is speaking about that the Soicher does not have a market to be toichen for, so therefore the Soicher can come with a taina that you should accept my services of trine to pay up the schiras. Taime, hoyel v'hai uvde b'delest trine l'rechaya. Amai itzrech avavira l'meima hosom trei krista leslo, oche tochin v'zom. He says, Rabbi Vira said that there she will not gain anything from the double amount of mezainis. Here, he could use his richayim to sell kemach. Afilu lehava mashkech maskir lemitchon umizban. Afilu, it'll be mamish the same case like over there. That means by not making Kemach for himself, he has no use with his rechaim. Ta'avachat krisa, it's also the same thing. It's to be mamish the same. Le'havidomi lamas nisan, it's still not similar to the Mishnah. The bemas nisan leker pseide debal, ki yoiv lo demei mezainis. In the case of the Mishnah, even though the agreement was to give mezainis, but by giving the main mezainis, he's not losing anything. So therefore, we tell the Baal, by giving her mezainis, she won't gain anything from it. Le'idach gise, by giving her the main mezainis, she will gain, and you won't lose side by side. So you should give her the main mezainis. Aval aseiche islei pseide, im yitain tschara trine. But the seiche, if he's going to take money out of his pocket to pay for the schara trine, sherei eini moitzi litchein. He can't find customers to be taken for. Umikisoi yitztarech lefroya. So he's going to have a loss. He has to take out from his savings, he has to take out money. So Memele, so Taisvis is asking, he says, the Gemara said that here, the Bas has a, in our Mishnah, the Bas has a Hepsid, and over here, the Maskil does not have a Hepsid. So Taisvis says, why do you have to say this? Afilu will say here that the maskir also has a hefsid, but there's still no ray from the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah, the Baal is giving the main mezainis, doesn't have a hefsid. So there we said, since you don't have a hefsid, so therefore you should give the main mezainis that she should never have hefsid. But over here, if you'll ever have said, so there's no, you can't bring a ray from the Mishnah, if the Mishnah is speaking about where the, one of the Bailam who's giving the main mezainis doesn't ever have said. From our Rebbe, the Balav Haitaime, the Tochen Vizovin Tochen Voisiv, the Gemara would not say that the Maskil doesn't ever have said, Avamotzi liftulei hamekach. So the maskir could be mevatel the schiris. That means like this. We have to understand there was a schiris, let us say, for a year, was rented out for a year, and the agreement was that in this year your payment will be to be taken from me. Now, in the middle of the year, the maskir purchased a rechaim and a chamor. Now, he has nothing from the tchina, from the seicha, because he has now a rechaim. So, this is, and he can't sell it. There's no market for kemach. So, he has a hefsid if the seicha will not pay him. Fine. The seicha, if he will pay him, also has a hefsid. So, there's a hefsid on both sides. So the maskir can say, "K'moy kein lididi islip seide." I also have a hefsid. I understand you have a hefsid, but I also have a hefsid. Schari chay shali. That means that you're not paying me schiris. Whatever you're giving me, I don't have anything from that. The yochel levatel hamekach koydem azman. So he can be mevatel the schiris. So he says there was an agreement. The agreement was under the impression that I'm going to get a revach from the schiris. Now I'm not getting a revach from the schiris. So memeila I want to be mevatel the schiris. And the hey the soichel yitzach liten leischar mikisei. That I understand. I can't be mechayev you to pay mikischa. That's a hefset to you. Avol la'ake v'rechayim azman sheisne b'neim leyuchel asoichel heilu maskilis leipseida. But you have to be considerate. You're not the only one that's suffering. I'm also suffering. If you won't pay me, so I'm suffering. Hoyel umaskir eslep seide. Avol hashte. The motzi lemeimele tchein v'zovin, tchein v'oisiv. Lass lach pseide al kochoch tomich li adchaim ad azman shrei li habe pseide v'loch em pseide. So that's why Tosfos says the Gemara Rabbi Vira had to be Moisef that there's no use, and here there is a use, because if there would be no use for the maskir, so the maskir could break this man's chiris, be mafsik this man's chiris. That's what Taisva says. Let us see for 1 minute the Rosh. The Rosh is chaylik on Taisva. The Rosh is, it's the middle of Ois Hei, it's the second Omid on Daf Kuf Lamed Vov Omid Aleph. The full seed, there's a pay of the Kolb Nisano, so this is a line before the pay of the Kolb Nisano. But it starts for Lein Nihirali. So the Rosh is Chilek Antaisis, V'Lein Nihirali, the Dovah Poshetu, the filu leimashkach amaskir lemitchen lemizvin. A filu the maskir, Rabbi Vira made a cheshbin, the maskir we could have a happy medium over here. You'll sell your kemach and you'll use the kemach of the seicha for your own needs. So he says, a filu the maskir can't sell the kemach. The hashte isli pseide. Filohochi leimotzi maske lemehedabe begoizimne. But stamazoi, you can't have charote. the schiris liyaymei memkeru. That means schiris is a memker lizman. So memele, so what pshat, I changed my mind now, since there was an agreement. There was an agreement that you rented it for a year, and that the schiris would be the service of tchina that the seicher will do for you. Now, you're not getting anything from the schiris. So Nebuch, umi yiskiker liknes rechayim, so who told you to buy a rechayim? V'yavsid ha-seicher. That means there was an agreement. You have no right to break the agreement. V'hoyol, the ike pseida letavayu, now that there is a pseida, yoyse roi sheyavsid ha-maskir, v'yiskayim schiris rechayim atzmanoi. That means, I mean, you have problems now. You made the problems. Who told you to? That means there was an agreement that you're renting your rechaim for a certain amount of time with a certain type of schiris. So you have no right. You have no right to break the agreement. For her the comma, the Gemara doesn't say this. The Gemara makes Rabbi Avira made a psachilik that here there's no hefset. There is a hefset. The Gemara doesn't say this. Behold the comma tochin bizovin tochin boisit lishni yaseira noket lalumi milse. The Gemara just wants to throw this in that here could be there's no problem. Loi mi boy the belav high time nami loy dom lemis nisn. The islay psay the lesaicha ki yoiv domi. Estes bemisn that's the kechilik. Vaitaisva said asked that over there the Baal gives the Maimazaine sell because he's not losing anything. Here the Saich is losing if he has to pay for the Rechaim. That's the Ikechil, which Gemara doesn't mention even. That's understandable. But oit im gam atay nechmoitzin litain bischar. If people don't want to give you chitim to be teichem b'schar, ato osher, yesh lechom mois liknes chitim. So you go and open up a flower company. That means people don't want to go for your services, so go and sell flour. Kne chitim u'mecher kemach. But this is only liyeser seis. It's very modern that, I mean, the Ike Teretz is chosem in a sefer. That's, this is only, so he suffered. Let us go further. The next Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Almone sheomro. He evshi lozes mi beis baili. The husband died, and she wants to stay where she was the whole time. Ein hayoshin yecholin loymalo lechi lebeis ovich. They can tell her, listen, you go to your father's house. V'onu zoni noisach, we'll give you mezainis, don't worry about it, you go away. El zoni noisach. They give her mezainis, v'noisnin lo moder lefi kvoido, and they give her also a place where to live, lefi kvoido. Omra I efshi lozes mi beis abba. What if it's the other way around? She doesn't want to stay with them. She wants to go back to her father.
If you stay with us, you have mezainis. They may not have slain no ainlich mezainis, and we'll see in the Gemara exactly what this means. It's not kipshutai.
Imoisa tayenis, mibnei shehi yaldo, vehein yelodim.
The Shita Mekabetza says that she's tining, the reason I don't want to stay with you, because this almona was a young woman, and her husband who died had children from a different wife who were also young. So this matzev could bring nisyonis, and in Yoni Kedusha, she's Ashes Oviv. She's young and they're young. Or another pshat could be, the Shita says, Vehein Yolodim means that the brothers of her husband were young. So there's Nishainis of Ashes Ochiv. So she doesn't want to remain in this matzev. This is a matzev of nishyonis. The Shita says, if they're her children, so then there's no nishyonis. But if they're brother-in-laws or their stepsons, and there's Yisurei Erva over here, so she has a legitimate excuse, I don't want to remain here. It's a mokim of nishyonis. So then, zonin oisavi beveisavi. Then they can't tie me. If you go away, we won't give you mezainis. No. She's entitled to leave them, and they're mechuyev to shtalotsu mezainis. Evshi lozuz mi beis bali, lotzeis mi beis bali. I don't want to leave. I want to stay here. So they have no right to push her away. Tanu rabono. Mishtameshes b'moder, she uses the dire that she used kiderech shemishtameshes b'chayei bailo. The same type of dire, the same three-room apartment she had b'chayei bailo, she has now. Ba'avodim u'bishvochis, she's mishtamesh with avodim u'shvochis, kiderech shemishtameshes b'chayei bailo. Bikarim v'kastois, the types of pillows and mattresses, kederech shemishtameshes b'chayei bailo. Bechli kesa, bechli zov, kederech shemishtameshes b'chayei bailo. And they cannot in any way take away from her the oifen of a lifestyle she had b'chayei bailo. She's entitled to have this, to continue having this. Shekach Kosav lo va'ate yosva bebeisi u'mitzine minichsai kol yemei meger amalusich. So memele, that is her right. Bebeisi, but it says aloshen beisi, in my house. Toni Rav Yosef bebeisi v'loi bebiksi. What's v'loi bebiksi? Beisa ke'ein tzrif. It's a small shack of a sort. It's a very, yeah, kedamrinen b'mesecher Shabbos, that the word biksi is derived biksa bei akso. It's very eng there. It's very crowded. Im hoya moda shaloi tzal. That's why he says that Yotzva Bebesi, that'll be a bias, that this place for you, this place for the children. But if you remaining here, will be very ang for the children, there's no place for the children. So then I never said that you could remain here. That's, so she has to leave.
Omar Rav Nachman, Yisoymim Shemochu Moder Almone. The Yisoymim took things in their own hands. The Mishnah says that she has a right to live there. Fine. They put up her apartment on sale, and they sold it. And then the next day she sees someone, she's a moving truck, people move in. What are you doing here? Well, this house was sold. It's like also the like loom. So it's nothing. So what do you mean you sold? You can't sell. I have a right to live here, so you have no right to sell it. Fregt die Gemorre, umayishna midarab asi oma rab yechanin. Doma rab asi oma rab yechanin, yisoymum shekodmu umochu benochosim mootim. Ma shemochu mochu. We find a similar case, and there they do accomplish what they wanted to accomplish, even though it's wrong. The din is, if there's nechosim mu'otim, that means that there's not enough nechosim to supply mezainis for the bonais at shetibog until they become a boigeris, and for the yisaimim. So we say that Habonais Yozainu. So the Bonais use these Nachosim for their Mezainis. How much, so we, or Miyachad, let's say if there's only enough Yerusha that could supply the Mezainis Habonais Hachati Bogram. Let's be Megashim Dini, let's say Hachati Bogram, it will cost for the bonus, let's say $500, and there's a karka that's worth $500. So the din is that the bonus have a right to be gaiver from this karka tzolchei mezeine sayin, and the bonim is yishalu al apsochim. The bonim, they shnot. Now there it says, the bonim went, and they also iber chachomim, why should they shno, why should the bonim save? So they went and they sold the karke. So there it says, yisaimim shekodmu umochu benachosim mootim, ma shemochu mochu. It's sold. They had no right to do it, but it's sold. So it would seem that the lomdus is, that the emerson, now, they're mechuyev to let her be goive from their nechosim, letzayich mezeine seyim. That's the mechuyev to do it, that's right. But if they're not doing it, so lemais, if they sold it, now it becomes nechosim mishabodim, and the bas is not goive mechosim mishabodim. So it was a psachayt and iskef. I'll take, they did the wrong thing, but al kaponim, they accomplished what they wanted to accomplish. So why there are they successful, and why here are they not successful? So the Gemara answers, Hosam le mishtabdi lo michayim, hochi mishtabdi lo michayim. There the shibud is chal la'achar mises ha'ov. Michaim the bonus did not have a shibud on these nechosim. So there it seems that the bonim can sell. Hashem can hear b'chayi b'aylo she had a shibud on this dire. There's another girse which perhaps is more understandable, the Ritfes Geiris like this, the Tosfos Ritfes Geiris. Hosam leitofis michayim, hoche tofis michayim. So the floor explains that Pshat is like this. Here, she was living in the house the whole time. Bechayev. So now Pshad is, you want to kick me out, Tophis, that means she was living here.
now that the father died, you want to kick me out of the house I'm living in. That you can't do. But by the bonus, it wasn't tough as Michayim. So now they're coming with the schuz gviyah. So there the Yisayimim could be mafkiya their schuz. What does Rashi say? B'nechosim o'otim, sh'abonis oiches behem, k'disnan abonis yezoinu, v'abonim yisholu ala psochim, v'kodmu koinim sh'yaboyu lebezdin, u'mochum. It's before Bezdin had a chance to be goyve from these nechosim, they sold it. Zog de Gemara weiter. Amar Abaye. No kitinon moder an almone shenofal. Eina yershim chayovim livnoiso. That means she had an apartment and the apartment caved in. So it's nifka haschus. Then I'm a chuyiv to build our new house. The whole schus was the dire that she had, she can remain living in. But if that dire fell, so there's no chiv to build the dire for her. Tanya nami hochi, moder almone shenofal, ena yershim chayobim libnaisa. Loi oid ala filo hi ein meres hi nichuni vebnena mishali. She tells them, okay, you don't have to build a new dira for me, I'll build it. Ain't shame in law. So she's not entitled to that. Aces, the only schus she has was this dira. This dire fell, so finished. So her schus was nifkar ready. When they build a new dire, you have no right. That's not the schus. I mean, that my ksuba was, v'ata yosve bebeisi. That's not beisi anymore. Beisi is already past history. So memela, you don't have any schus. Boya baye, Shipzo mai teiku. Now we hear about Machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, what's the shaila of Shipzo mai? Shipzo chisko bidkel. That means like this. The house was wobbly, and she was a royas anoilid. So she realized that means in the next, in 3 months, there won't be a house any more, and then she's homeless. So she went and she reinforced the foundations of the bayis. So now Baruch Hashem, it's Baruch Hashem Shishtait. Mai mi amrine le mafkine lo kol yomim sheyochel iskayim. I mean, lemais it's standing now. This is not. The house didn't, if the house fell in, so this is upon them chadoshes. If she was mechazik the house, so this is that house, was nischazik al yodo. Oidil mamrine lo lav kol keminoch. No, that means that, this is a broken house. Lemaise, maybe it's also upon them chadoshes that, I mean, the house mitzad atzmoy only had an arichas shomim of 3 months. You and machazik it. That's called a new house already, and that they don't have a shibud. So memela they can kick her out after the 3 months. Let's see Tosfos. Tosfos ochi garsinen in the pesukim shiputzo mai v'shem dovu kloimer mau sheteshapets. The shaila is, from Rashi would seem, that Shizicha doesn't have a right to be mechazik. If she'll come and ask her shaila, I'll tell her, you don't have a right. But the Moshe was, if she was mechazik the house already, what happens now? Is this called a new house? Is this called the old house? Taisva seems the shaila is, does she have a right? Could be if it's considered the old house, Kozman, it's only, so she has a right to do it, Taka. So it seems the Machlekes Rashi and Tais is what the Shail of the Gemara is. Omra Iyefshi. What is, if she said that, I don't want to live with the Yerushim, so they say, you go away, you don't get mezainis. So the Gemara asks, v'leis v'lo kios v'hosom. Why don't they give her? There's a chiyuv to give her mezainis, so she's not living with them. She's not living with them, but why should she lose her schus mezainis? Mesayle l'ravhune, doma ravhune, Birchas Habayis Berubo. What does Rashi say? Birchas Habayis Berubo. B'nei Odom Sha'oizrin Ze'ezet. There's a broche if there's a lot of people together. And one helps the other. Is Mistakrin. That means if everyone contributes to help in the upkeep of the bayis, so they gain. Number one, that's a poshet to cheshbin. Umazel darabi modiv. And there's a ruchnistike cheshbin also, if there's a rabim, so there's a mazel darab. So Mamela, their tiny Torah as follows. The tiny Torah, that means if you'd be with us, so the whole upkeep of the house would be in a better matzev, the mezainis would be better, more plentiful, so then we give you geherige mezainis. But now, because you left, so lemaise, there's a chason in the mezainis. Frek the gemore v'leis v'lo lefi birchas habayis. Fine. Good. That's a taine. So the yisaimim ketaine, because you left, there's not such an abundance of mezainis. Fine. That means, so, because of your leaving, we are chasa 25%. Fine. So give her mezainis minus 25%. That's the Gemara's kashe. So the Gemara says, ochinami. That's true, take it. We'll give a take it. That ain't la mezainis means the mezainis that she was getting when she was with them, she doesn't get. We deduct, since her leaving brought about a chesoron in the amount of mezainis which was existent when she was there, so that mezainis that she was receiving when she was there, she doesn't get. And a chanami, she gets mezainis, but we deduct what she was contributing to the abundance of mezainis. Birchas habayis buba, let us see Taisvis, peir shabene chananu, kigain hodam rinen ne le echod ne le meye, vechen kolkai gavne ein noisnim. He says a different pshat. That means that there are certain haitzois which there's no ribui haitzois if there's a rabim or a muwatim. So memele, And so these, from these eitzois, we can deduct from her. That means if you'd be here, so this would not come into the cheshbon. So there was an abundance of mezainis. Now you left, so now there's new eitzois. So that will take away from the amount of mezainis we'll give you.
Omar Rav Huna, Loshen Chachomim Broche, Loshen Chachomim Oysher, Loshen Chachomim Marpei. Broche Oda Morom, Oysher Disnan, Amoicha Peres Lachaveiro, if a person sells Peres to the Chaver, Moshach, if he made a Meshich on the Peres, Veloi Modat, and he didn't measure the amount, Kone. Meshich is a Maise Kinyin. Modat Veloi Moshach, but if they were measured and did not make a Meshich, Loi Kone, because Medida is not a Maise Kinyin. Vimhoye Pikeach, but if the Lekeach wants to Mikoine the Peres, and they're too much to be Moshech, Seichas Mikoine. So he rents the place where the Peres are. It's Koine with Kinya Chotza. Marpei Disnan Lo Yilois Odom Chitim Viniach Agabi Makose Bepesach Mineisha Machmitzois. Person should not chew Chitim and put them on his Makke. Even though this will heal the make, but the saliva will be machmetz the chitim. Now let us see Rashi exactly what Rav Huna is telling us. But let's give him a zaynis deducting this cheshben. Loshin chachomim Yeshlumaid mimena broche va'oisha refue. So lechere, it seems to be saying that these are three halachas that she doesn't get the same amount of mezoinis that she got till now because it's nismayet the broche. So the halacha is in the kamas of mezainis she gets. The reason is a gilui to us how one can be zeiche to ribu yavroche. I mean, loy mi boy, let Rashi understand this much better. According to Rashi, I mean, it's telling us, mazel the Rab Madifi. So Chazal were megala to us, if there are Rabim together, there will be a greater abundance. It says, Azaklal, mazel the Rab Madifi. So the Chachomim were in Oisik and Hilchas Mazolus over here, but Al Kaponim from the Halochi, they told us, I can learn how to derive Baruchim. Seichers imhoya pikeach, Zesh lekech peres habe ve'ein leishuhus lemoishch. I mean, he has no time to be moishch the peres. Elo nosan moish, and he's not koine with the moish. Seich has mekoimi dabo leiki chatzeiroi. Vachatzeiroi koine loi. Erei ato lomid mikan schoire an oifen a biznish leyucha la moish alarzer. That is a neitzah that he can do that the moicher should not be choizer. Reilecha oisher lomud miloshen chachomim. You can learn a way how to acquire ashiris. I mean, the moicher is asking to rent it, but by the kaponim it seems that this is a limud on how to acquire ashiris. Lo yilois Lamadato Shachitim Haluusim Yofilamake. From here we learn that Chur Abchitim are a refuah for a make. Zakti Gemara Vaita, Tona Rabbonon Bishas Ptirosi Shal Rebbe, when Rebbe was Nifta, so he said, I want my children to come in. Nichnusu bono vetzloi. So his children came. Omar lehem hizohu bekvoid imchem. He told them three tzivuyim. Tzivuy number one, you should be careful bekvoid imchem. should be mechabed your mother. Number two, ner ye dolok bim kaimai, that there should be always a ner bim kaimai, where it always used to burn, that ner should remain burning. Shulchan yehei oruch, the table should always be set, bim kaimai. Mito tehei mutzas bim kaimai, the bed should be made. Yosef Chofni, Yosef from Haifa, Shimon Afrosi, Heim Shimshuni Bechayai, they were Meshamish me when I was alive, Veheim Yishamshuni Bemoisi. Ner Yeidolot, Zot the Gemara Weiter. So the first CV was, Hizoru Bekvoid Imchem. So the Gemara says, we don't understand. The Reisei, this is a mitzvah min ha-Torah. Tersiv kabed esavicha v'asimechos. He has to tell the children to be mekayim a mitzvah of aseres hadibros. So the Gemara says it wasn't a mother. Eishes of havoi. Was an eishes of. Frick the Gemara eishes of nami deraisi. The din kibud by eishes of is also deraisi. Tersiv nisanye. Kabid esavicha ve'esimecha esavicha zu eishes avicha ve'esimecha zu balimecha vav yisere l'rabeis esachicha hagodu ve'esimecha v'atzal rabeis esachicha hagodu. So the Gemara says hani mili mechayim aval acha miseloi. B'chaye ha'ov, there's a mitzvah l'chabdo, v'lachem iso soiloi. What does Rashi say? Yosef Chofni, the min chayfa, esavicho kol esen ribuyim. For the Yisrael, the Vesimecha, Animil, the Chai, Bechavadei Shesoviv, Bechai Yehotiv. Rabbi Kevegan, the Chuvis, explains Saloche. He asks a stire. There's one Gemara, Kabdeyo Mechaim, Kabdeyo Lachamise. That's by Kibbutz. The Chi of Kibbud is Noig La'acha Mises Ha'hoirim also. There's a mitzvah of Kibbud. Then he asks an Akasha. There's a Ramban. The Ramban explains, why is there mitzvah L'chabed Eishes Oviv? So the Ramban says, the mitzvah of Kvoid Eishes Oviv is not as a mitzvah to me M'chabed, my father's wife. Mitzad Mitzido. No, the chiv is als mitzvahs kvoid oviv. Because a father has a nachas ruach that you'll be mechabed his wife. And he'll have tzar if you won't be mechabed his wife. So the whole mitzvah of kibud, eishes oviv, is mitzad kvoid oviv. So fragt Rabbi Keveger, so, but Kvoid Oviv is Noid La'acha Misa also, so why is the mitzvah of Eishes Oviv not Noid? As I fragt Rabbi Kevegas. Rabbi Kevegas says there's two inyonim of kibbut. There's one inyon of kibbut, L'gadloi, L'reimemoi, to say Abamori. That mitzvah of kibud is noyig bein bechayov, bein lachem moisoi. There's another inyan of kibud nachas ruach, shelo yitztayer. So Rabbi Kevegel says that this whole nachas ruach is only bechayov. Then he's very happy, there shouldn't be friction in the house. Rabbi Kevegas says, V'lachem isosa li'ichpeslei. so there's no more nachas ruach, there's no more tzar. So that's why mina Torah there's no chiyuv. So now we have to understand what's the hizoru b'kvoid imchem. So why did he tell them there should be nizor? So the Yaakov is mitzadet to say, what's the hizoru b'kvoid imchem? It's not imchem. It was a stepmother. So he says, but she was megadol them like a mother. So he told them, you should be nizor and her kovid als mother, not als my wife. Since she was megadol you like a mother, so you should be mechabata like a mother. So that's mitzido, not mitzidi. That's what the Inyaki wants to say. I saw the Ein Aliyo and the Eitz Yosef. They both want to say a very charifish mahalach. We're going to have soon that Rabbeinu HaKodesh came every Erev Shabbos on this world. And he was neslabish with Aguf. He was here. Not Samazay. He wasn't. He was here. He made Kiddush. We'll see. He was Moitzi the Yoylam. Rabbeinu HaKodesh came back on this world. So he said, if Rabbeinu HaKodesh came back on this world, so this is not Lacha Moisa, it's Vaiter. When he comes there Erev Shabbos, he meets up with his Rebbetzin, his Eishazov, no, was Totzach mit, she'll tell them, I have a Zeifel Tav and the kinder since you died, so he have Tzare Vagmas Nefesh, so Memele to Nachas Ruach for a Rebbe, if the Ptirosi, it's Ich Bislei, every Erev Shabbos he comes. So Memele, so that's why he wanted to tell them that, Hizoru b'kvoid imchem. Ner yehidolok b'mkoymoy, shulchan yehorech b'mkoymoy, mitete mutzas b'mkoymoy. Everything should be the same. All, it should be all mesudadik. My time, kol be'shimshe hava'osi lebeisei. Every Erev Shabbos he came to the house, and perhaps it's kedai to look in the Gilyan Hashas. Gilyan Hashas, it says, Kol b'shimsho yosel abeis, which means of Sefer Hasidim, for yenire b'bigdei chamudish, sho yeloivis b'shabbos, he put on the bigdei Shabbos, Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Upoiteres Rabben b'kiddush hayoyim, and he patted them, he was mighty them with kiddush. Bloikish al-meisim sheim chovshim mi-mitzvahs, ki tzadikim chayim upoiterim b'kiddush. He was a chay, he was poiter oysam b'kiddush. I saw interessante Reihe from Magoin Rav Pamschlite Natora Lemelech. He says, from this Gemara we have two limudim. He says, we have to understand Rabbeinu HaKodesh came back on this world for Shabbos, to make Kiddush. So he says, where was Rabbeinu HaKodesh the whole week? Shaila, Tachas Kamfei Yashchina, Rabbeinu HaKodesh. V'nislapsho, nishmosoi begufoi, kidei lachze lo'ilom ha'shof lozev lo'honis mikdushe Shabbos lo'chabedes ha'shabbos mikdushe v'sudeh. It was worthwhile to come back on this world, to leave Gan Eden in order to
to be margish kedusha Shabbos of der welt. And this was a merdekes chus. So that he says we have a merdeke limud. What kedusha Shabbos is, what kiddush is, was kedai for Rebbe to leave that world to come here. Now let's go a little further. Then he has another limud from our Gemara. Ahibe Shimshe, there was an Erev Shabbos, Osi Shivavta Kokoris Abov. A neighbor came and knocked on the door. Omra Amsei, so the Shivche came to the door and said, Shtika, be quiet. She started plappling away. The Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe's here. What are you coming over here now? Rebbe's here. Rebbe's here. No one knew that Rebbe had come back. Kiven the Shama Shuv Loy Oso Shle Lohitzi Laz Al Tzadikim Arishainim. So he heard this, that already the neighbors know that he comes back. So people start saying, ah, Rebbe's a tzaddik, you see, he comes back. But the others are not tzaddikim. So Rav Pam says, so we have another limud. Even though how moiridik it is, to, it's kedai to leave Gan Eden and to come on this world, to make kiddush on this world, but it's only kedai if no one will be nifgam from it. But if the other tzaddikim will anyway be in any way degraded from this anhoge, then Rabbeinu HaKodesh is mevatar on everything. Now I saw, what was the Indian take? The Rabbeinu HaKodesh seems that had a gewaldikes chus, that was different than other tzaddikim. So the Marsha says, this came about in the schus of the Kedusha of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. You see, not everyone is called a Kodesh. Rabbeinu HaKodesh. He brings a Gemara in Chelik Makodesh Kayim Lo'ilom. There's such a lotion in the Gemara, Kodesh is Kayim Lo'ilom. So the Kedusha of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, that was the Sibbe that he was zeiche to come back on this world. Others bring down Rabbi Yehuda, who's called Rabbi Yehuda Anosi. Anosi is Netrikin Hu Nishmosai Shal Yaakov Avinu. Anosi is Hu Nishmosai Shal Yaakov Avinu. And just like Chazal tell us, Yaakov Avinu Loi Mei Samemele, that is why he had this chus. I saw the Ben Yoyodo, says a very interesting mahalach, why Rabbeinu HaKodesh was zeichet to come back alive. We'll have later in the Gemara, in the Kuv Dalet, when Rabbeinu HaKodesh was moiridik sick, so Gans Klal Yisrael was mispalel l'fu osoy. We'll see later, and the tefillah accomplished that he didn't die. There was an amsa de Rebbe. She saw they were davening, and she saw how much tzar he was able, so she held it's not kedai to be mamshe chayov. So she went and threw down a kad, and they stopped davening for a minute, and then he was nifta. But al koponim, he said something very interesting, the Ben Yoyodo, but this was a schus which we don't find by any tzaddik. The Gans Klal Yisrael was mispal that he should live. So lemaise, the amsa de Rebbe accomplished that he died. But their tefillahs accomplished that he really didn't die. So that's why he was able to come back each Erev Shabbos. And he says a gewaltige Yisod, which be'etzem, the Yisod is in Droshes Haran also. He says a Yisod, when there's a tzaddik in the door, so the kedusha of the tzaddik is mashpia on the door. And the door derives benefit. If I'm not mistaken, they bring down that after the Arizal was nifter, so Reb Chaim Vital, there were certain things he understood very well, b'chaye ha-Arizal, and after the Arizal was nifter, he didn't understand them. That means the kedusha of the Arizal was mashpia, that his talmidim were able to understand more than they were roi to, but that was his cheshbin. So the Ben Yehuda wants to say that the tzaddik was taken away from them. That the amas accomplished. They wanted to be mispal, the tzaddik should be with them. But their tefillahs accomplished that the tzaddik was not taken away from them, and he came back on this world and he was mashpia. The hashpo that he was mashpia b'chayiv, he is mashpia every Erev Shabbos. And he says it could be, that was the Indian of Erev Shabbos, because Shabbos is mashpia on the whole week. So when the Shabbos comes, that's the makir of hashpo for the whole week, so Rebbe came there to be mashpia on the day. That's how the Ben Yehuda wants to say pshat na gemara. What does Rashi say? Beishimshi Erev Shabbos. V'nire be'inai lefi shebein ha-shmoshe sheloi shogor befiko. Everyone, when speaking about bein ha-shmoshe, they're speaking about Erev Shabbos. It's bein ha-shmoshe shebein vakil charedim elov ligma malachtam ha-shloi techshach. Kori lei beishimshi. So therefore, the Erev Shabbos was called Bei Shimshi. Sheloi lohoitzi las. Well, this goes a little more further. No, Sheloi lohoitzi las, loima leitzadikimoi, Sheloi yelam vashus, lovi lebeisom kemoi rebi. Yosef chofni shimen afrosi, em shimshuni bechayei, they were mishamish mi bechaye, veheim yishamshuni bemoisi. Zogt de Gemara, sover mino, behodin almohu de koma. So the world understood, when they heard this sivui, that he means that when he's going to die, they should be metapul bekfurosa. Kiven de chozu de kodim arsayu la arsay, amayudike maise, they died before him. He told them, heim yisham shuni bemoisi, and they died before him. Omri shma minol hu almehu de koma. So Pshat and Rebbe was that when I die, they should be ready an alma de kshoyte, they should be mishamish me there. That was, now we understand what he meant. He meant something else. So why did he have to say this whole thing that there'll be mishamish mi b'mois? The leimre milsa boi lehu, v'adeidne nami schusi de rebiu de han yelei. That means that if Rebbe would not have said this, so people would have thought that really they had a veiris. But Kozman, Rabbeinu Kodesh was alive, so for his tzoyrech, they remained alive. But now Rabbeinu Kodesh is about to die, so he won't need them anymore, so therefore they died before already, alter averis. So therefore Rabbeinu Kodesh had to be megala to the oilam. That's not pshat. Pshat is that I need them lemaila, heim yisham shuni. Hem shimshuni b'chai, hem yishamshuni b'mais. Zut Rashi,
Sova minei behadi nama, sheye mitzavish is ach skubi kvorosoi. The kodem asai laalse, him nikimu tirle. Vahai da oma hochi, sheniskak lohidiyah, sheye musavisha. So he wanted to tell them pshat. You're going to see they were nifter, so you'll say a ganze pshat, what you're going to say. The lereime inche laik she musa milsa disura avabu shleisoch lisasik boy vigole milsa daidle shchive vishnei de rebbi schusi de rebbi agno lai was megan. So therefore he told the oilam should know that this is koran under a cheshbet. Omelen lechachme Yisroel ani tzorich. Now, he told them, I want the Chachme Yisrael to come. Nichnesu etzloi Chachme Yisrael. Omar lehen, so he told them, Al tispeduni ba'ayores. I want, you should not make hespedim in the cities. Now, let us just see Rashi. Ayores gdoiles ala kforim, ukrochim gdoilim mehem. That there are large cities which are called krochim. There are middle-sized cities which are called ayores, and there are small villages which are called kforim. Omar lehem al tispiduni ba'ayores, vayishivu yeshiva la'acher shloishim yoim. And after shloishim yoim, we'll see the yeshiva should start functioning normal. It means 30 days there were maspid, but after 30 days we start yeshiva. Yeshimin b'ni chocham, Gamliel b'ni nosi, Chanina b'alchomo yeshiv b'roish. And Chanina b'alchomo was the shibid rosh yeshiva. V'yeshivu yeshiva la'asek b'teire, la'ache shloishim yoim shal p'tiros. After 30 days, Miyat. After 30 days, v'loitiyu asukin behespid, don't be Isaac behespid, but Shiva has to start functioning again. Shimin b'ni chochamu, l'kama poch my comments, what is he saying? He's a chocham. Chanine b'alchoma yeshiv b'rosh ha'yeshivah.